USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows made that decision.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure that candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot, are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Mayors in sanctuary cities like New York, Denver, and Chicago are working to decrease the influx of migrants arriving by bus from Texas. Democratic mayors are condemning Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's actions and are also pointing out perceived shortcomings in the Biden administration's response. Abbott contends that his state is grappling with overwhelming challenges due to the immigrant crisis. An agreement has been made to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by acquiring 3 million barrels of oil. However, according to Texas energy industry analyst Jay Young, it's merely a small contribution.
I think it'll be anytime soon that we're going to fill the Strategic Reserve, which we can cross our fingers and do all we can just to hope that we don't need that oil in the future.
He expresses concern that given OPEC's reduction in production, we may experience challenges at the gas pump. The Biden administration utilized the reserves last year to manage oil prices in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, a Republican, has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. He stands out as one of just two GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. The proposed measure also sought to prohibit transgender girls from participating in school sports teams. And Times Square, New York City, the place to be for New Year's Eve celebrations. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Google has agreed to settle a $5 billion lawsuit claiming it secretly tracked the internet use of millions. The lawsuit, originally scheduled for February 5th, claimed that Google's analytics, cookies, and apps let them track the user's activity, even when they set Google's Chrome browser to incognito mode and other browsers to private browsing mode. The lawsuit initially sought at least $5 billion. The terms of the settlement have not been disclosed. An unmanned U.S. military space plane is now beginning its secret mission in Earth's orbit.
The X-37B spacecraft launched last night on a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket after several weeks of reported delays. The robot space plane has a variety of classified military experiments on board. It could remain in Earth's orbit conducting its mission for as much as the next 2 years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Canada is set to permit doctor-assisted suicide for individuals with mental illness in a few months, expanding its already liberal laws on assisted death for the terminally and chronically ill. The new law, scheduled for implementation in March, will make Canada among a small number of countries around the world that allow the procedure solely for those with mental health conditions. The Powerball jackpot is reaching new heights for the last draw of the year. Lottery officials say that the grand prize for Saturday's drawing is estimated at $760 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.